Do we really? Jesus once asked the disciples, do you now believe? Do you finally believe? Do we feel as blessed when we are seeing our blessing as we do when we don't see it and we just trust God for it? Does the devil trick us into doubting when things don't look so good? The grace for giving. Giving's not just finances. But if we don't have grace for giving finances, we're going to be selfish with everything else too. Again, when I went to Russia, there were times when the exchange rate was like 2,500 rubles for $1. When it got that bad, when you went to exchange money, you ended up with 50,000 ruble bills. I mean, one bill, 50,000 rubles. They couldn't give it to you the way they did when it was only 30 rubles to a dollar, or you'd have to have a suitcase to change $100. But to me, as an American, that wasn't such a big deal. Until you went into stores at that time and you saw that a coat was 1 million rubles. And suddenly, I never bought anything that cost a million of anything before. And so you're doing the math on that. But having the grace. See, if there's an area that I battle in, it's in finance. Because I watch money. And the one thing that I do have the grace to do is to give it. Give it, yes. Spend it, that's a little touch here. Although I do, but I know that it's an area that I need more grace for. Now, I will spend anything that God ever says to spend. I will give anything that God says to give. But I'll watch real close if I don't have a command from God. Which is good, maybe, not good, maybe. But the grace for giving increases with trust for God to provide. When we hear in the Word that somebody went and sold land and laid the money at the apostles' feet, you know, what we should do is say, I would like to be able to do that. But more often than not, we think, yeah, hope God doesn't ask me to do that. I would if God asked me to, but I don't really want Him to ask me to. Because, why? Because I might need it? Well, if I might need it, then that must mean that God can't supply it. And so, it's not true that God can supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. God can give me the wisdom. God can show me the way. If I can trust Him. The grace for giving. Now, grace for giving is not just throwing it around. Grace for giving is obedient giving. It's good stewardship giving. It's listening to the Lord. It's giving when the Lord says give, and not being manipulated into giving, or not feeling like you got to give because it seems like you ought to give. I've had several times where God has told me not to give. At the worst times. It's okay if He would tell me not to give if it was a secret offering. It's okay when I get a letter in the mail about something and God says don't give to that. But it's another thing when I'm sitting someplace and they're passing the bucket and I've got my billfold out to give some money and God says don't give anything. And I'm sitting there going, my Lord, that's going to look bad. Pride goes before a fall, you know. So what would I like to do? Impress people with the bucket or obey God? But Lord, how how can I expect to receive anything if I don't give anything? Hey, sometimes your obedience is the greatest gift you can give. I guess I would have to say maybe always, because it's always better to obey than it is to sacrifice. But the grace for giving comes in the trusting, in putting our trust in the Lord. I mean, really, putting our trust in the Lord, trusting that what He says He will do, trusting that what He has promised, He'll keep His promise, to be able to trust that. And you know, it is not something that you can try once and then quit. It's something that you have to keep on. It's like for healing, you've got to give faith for healing. You've got to have a grace to give the faith for the healing and to continue to say, by His stripes I am healed. Not, by your stripes I am not healed. I don't know why God's not healing me. Now either you are healed or you're not being healed. Which one is it? My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. I wonder why He isn't giving me what I want. Either He is supplying it or He isn't giving it. Which one is it? You see, it's that enabling, that special favor and blessing. I need God's special favor and blessing in order to be able to give the way God wants me to give. I was thinking today as I got done at the nursing home, I was thinking of you folks and all the people who was there, and I was just thinking, oh, thank God for these people, because they afford me the opportunity to go out there and give myself to those people. To go and share the good news anywhere and everywhere. What a privilege it is. How could I ever withhold that at any time when God has provided me a way to release it all the time? My wife and I have not an argument and not a conflict, a point of understanding that we have to come to about, because I think that sometimes she thinks that I'm a little over-dedicated to what I do and under-dedicated to my family. And it's not true. But I'm committed to both. And I always figure that it'll work out some way. And I'm not a big planner. And that's a good thing, because sometimes when I do plan something and then it's brushed off or something, then I just don't even want to have anything to do with it, you know. My mother's a great one. And what do you have planned for today? And I say to my mother, just what I do. Yes, okay, whatever you do. Sometimes I do absolutely nothing that involves some of the very best stuff. Like just sitting in the presence of God. And I need a grace for that giving. I need grace to give God that time, that dedication, that attention. But in this instance, Paul taught us something about completing this grace also. You see, if we don't get this grace, then we will never receive according to the way God wants us to receive. And most people who are hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now are confident that we are in this time where we need to move in to the overflowing blessing, because God wants to reveal how great He is to the world around us. If we don't trust Him, how are they going to trust Him? If someone in town is saying, oh, things are so bad, and we go, yeah, I know they're pretty bad. Oh, where's God? My God will take care of me. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Don't get caught up in agreeing with that. Don't get caught up in agreeing, well, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, yes, it is. Let it go. Don't get caught up in that. Smack yourself in the mouth. Have grace on your lips. Speak the things that God would have you to say. Give that. What a gift that is to give to somebody. I don't think so. I think God knows exactly what He's doing. In fact, I don't think God knows exactly what He's doing. God knows what He's doing. And God also knows what the devil's doing. And what you're seeing the devil do, you're putting more confidence in what the devil's able to accomplish than in what God is able to accomplish to overtake it and crush it. And so it doesn't matter what else is going on. If you are in God's overflowing blessing, but we'll have the grace to give in order to be in that. Either God will restore what the canker worm has eaten, or He won't. You know, I mean, time and time again, God is so patient. He's so patient. And He never forgets what He said, and I never forget it either. I just forget to say it. But any time that I start wondering instead of confidently talking to Him, He'll say, remember what I said to you all those years ago? Right upstairs in that bedroom. Remember what I said? I said I would take care of you when you need it. Not before, not after. And how have things been since I said that? Oh, they've been good, Lord. They've been really good. And don't you think I know when you need more? Haven't you always had it when you needed it? Yes, I know. So don't you think that I can do it more? Don't you think that I'm able to take you to this next place that I want to take you? Now that you're ready for it? Yes, I certainly believe you are, man. I cannot afford to doubt God anymore. I cannot risk not trusting Him anymore. I have to have grace on my lips so that the right words are coming out. I have to have this grace too. I have to know that the greatest need that I have is more to give. And if that's the greatest need that I have, I'm going to have more than I can give. I heard somebody talking, I think it was I've listened to Kenneth Copeland Joyce a little bit, but they were talking about how somebody said, well, you know, I don't need but about $9 an hour to live. That's all I need. If I get $9 an hour, that'll be enough for me. And he said, that's just selfish. If that's all you need to live, then pray for $100 an hour, keep your $9 an hour, and give the rest away. We get caught up in the thing of looking more at what we don't have than what we do have. And whenever that happens, then we are in a severe case of lack. But if we look at what we do have and we ask, Lord, what can I do with it? Those people that sold their property and took care of the poor so that there was no lack amongst any of them. In Acts it says there was no lack at all. So apparently those who sold and gave didn't lack either. Right? And so Paul was saying, I've asked Titus to make sure that he completes this grace, that he would also accomplish this grace in you as well.